Okay, let's see. God, where am I? Why are there no street names on this godforsaken island? Okay, everything is fine. Definitely not having a nervous breakdown. Yep, just gonna summon a little moral support here. Siri, call Nikki.
Calling Kaniki.
No, not Kaniki. Who even is that? Call Nikki. Nikki Vandekar. She is literally in my phone as BFF Nikki Vandekar because I was feeling codependent that day. Come on, please just do this one thing for me. Call Nikki Vandekar.
Nikki Vandekar is a writer and anthropologist of mythical stories.
No, don't read me her bio. Call
folklore,
Nikki. Fine, I'm pulling over.
Horizon.
You happy now, you petulant appliance? Okay, take a breath. Nikki, pick up. Pick up. Yep, everything is fine. I'm fine. Pick up. Nikki, please pick up. Oh, thank God. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
Yeah, doing really well. You know, I was just dumped by a cryptid-obsessed imbecile, and then I subsequently bought a house I've never seen on a remote island I've never been to, so things are going just really great over here. So, how are you?
Listener beware. The following is a cautionary tale of two friends embarking on a journey of magic and monsters, haunted houses, weeping cryptids, fairy food trucks, and other absurdities. This is Spooklore.
Okay, sorry. I'm through security now. I was stuck behind this woman who, I swear to God, she's drinking a milkshake. Like, how, in this day and age, do you think you can take a milkshake through security? Anyway, sorry. You were saying, Yeti boy.
Chadwick is his stupid name.
Uh-huh, that's what I said. Yeti boy.
You know, the worst of it isn't that he broke up with me. Right? Like, I probably would have been fine to end things amicably. I was pretty burnt out on that relationship.
Uh-huh.
But it's that he literally left me. For Bigfoot, Nikki. He left me for Bigfoot, like, actual Bigfoot. I don't know. Was I not supportive enough of his research? I mean, dear God, the hours I spent listening to him workshop his lectures on frigging Sasquatch, didn't that count for something?
Wow. So, I think this is what the lesbians mean when they say that heterosexual women need to raise our standards. Look. You know that, overall, I am very relieved that this relationship is finally over. But, I do have to ask, why are you and Bigfoot mutually exclusive?
This is also my question. I went hunting through the woods for footprints with him dozens of times, including twice on my birthday. I helped him dig up obscure texts from academic archives and, you know, looked through hundreds of photographs that were clearly fake, but I nodded vigorously when he claimed they were real. I stayed up all night copy editing his thesis the day before it was due, and somehow I was the one holding him back from fully committing himself to his life's work, as he put it. Okay, so I drew the line when he asked me to stop shaving my legs. Yeah, so in retrospect, that probably should have been a bigger red flag than it was at the time.
Yeah. And look, I love you, honey, but these are red flags all the way down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's fine. I've just spent the past 3 years of my life rewarding mediocrity, but it's fine. I'm fine. I've forsaken men.
Okay.
I just need a house by the sea and the space to finally focus on my own novel. You know, this will be a new chapter for me, and I can guarantee you that bloody Bigfoot will not factor into it whatsoever.
Yeah, well, you know, novel writing's not all it's cracked up to be. I'm sorry. Yes, absolutely. You asked me to support you in this, and you have my support. In full.
Thank you.
It's just, and I know you've explained this to me, but why does your new chapter need to be in an abandoned old house on a remote island that you can only access once a day by ferry?
So,
Jenny, you love cities. You always said you could never imagine living further than 3 blocks from a bookstore and a coffee shop. I mean, is there even coffee on this island? I'm just a little concerned that you're taking this whole new chapter thing in a kind of extreme direction.
I know. It's just... it's this house, Nikki. I know it sounds completely nuts and that this seems like some totally random and impulsive post-breakup decision, but...
Uh-huh.
It's hard to put it into words. I feel like it was reaching out to me. Remember I told you I saw it in ad after ad, just this house looking over the sea, pining for someone to come take care of it. I feel like it wants me there.
I'm pretty sure that wasn't the house reaching out to you so much as it was a Google algorithm.
Bah.
Okay, hang on. I just gotta find my gate.
What time does your flight get in?
I should be in Newark at 4 p.m. Oh, God, I am glad to be getting out of here. I'm just saying, look, writing on a remote island is not all that it's cracked up to be, all right? I need you to know this.
Nikki, you were living over a pub with greasy food smells and drunken Scotsmen shouting in the street all night long. This is not at all the same thing.
I know. Yeah, like, look, James McAvoy's type Scotsmen must make up some percentage of the population, right? How come they never came in?
There is no justice in this world.
Truth. All right, how far from the house are you now?
I'm not sure, actually. For some reason, the house isn't showing up on my GPS. The real estate agent just said to follow the coastal road and turn left at a collapsed barn on a hill before the sign for a beach. He said I'd know it when I saw it, but honestly, it's hard to see anything through this fog. But, okay, real talk.
Yeah.
I know you feel like you didn't accomplish as much as you wanted to in Scotland, but... your time there wasn't wasted. I mean, don't you at least feel like you have some good fodder for your next anthology?
I guess. I mean, like, I walked in the woods a lot, and I did a ton of research, and I wrote pages and pages, but, you know, none of it ever came into anything. Like, I wanted to write a novel, you know, not a collection of someone else's stories, and I just felt like I was always on the edge of it, you know, like, the story I was supposed to tell, or, I don't know, this sounds weird, but, like, the story I was trying to live, it just wasn't there.
Hmm. Well, listen, writing isn't always writing. Sometimes things have to percolate for a while before they take shape.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, you know, Yeti boy or no, I feel like I've kind of been going through the motions in my own life over the past few years, which... probably a pretty big part of what brought me all the way out here, but maybe you just need a bit of distance from what you've been writing, you know? I bet if you step back from it for a while, things will get clearer. And, oh, there's the barn.
Oh,
I see it. Okay, turning left. Wow, Nikki, there is an enormous oak tree full of ravens. That's wild. They're covering every inch of it.
Ah, that's the first thing that you've said that makes me on board with your crazy real estate choices. Oh, I love ravens.
I know. I am going to go ahead and add that to the list of positive portents. And then there's the sign for... Possession Cove.
Possession Cove.
Yeah, well... I had to drive through Deception Pass and Mutiny Bay just to get to the ferry. I guess these are just weird Pacific Northwest Island vibes. Dramatic much?
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I want to talk more about your writing. I'm just trying to figure out where I'm going. Okay, so here's an old fishing hut, and it's almost entirely engulfed in blackberry brambles. That's really weird. The weather vane on the roof isn't turning, even though it's super windy. It must be rusted over or something.
Has anyone been doing any maintenance on this place?
Apparently not. I don't think anyone has lived or worked here for years, actually.
Why not? Did they tell you anything about the history of the house?
Not much. I asked the estate agent a bunch of questions, but honestly, he was a little cagey about it all.
Uh-huh.
Apparently the seller was abroad or something and pretty difficult to get a hold of, but... I bought it furnished, for a seal, by the way, so I'm hoping there will be some artifacts in the house that will help me piece the history of it together, you know? It'll be like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't sound sketchy at all.
And I think I'm rounding the bend to the driveway. Oh, geez. I almost missed it. It's kind of hidden in this massive hedgerow. God, I feel like Jane Eyre showing up at Thornfield Hall or something.
Yeah, well, hopefully this goes better for you than it did for her.
Agreed. Okay, I can just about see it now.
And? Annie?
Oh my God.
What? Is it wonderful? Is it terrible?
It's perfect. I mean, it definitely needs some work for sure, but it's amazing.
Yeah? Describe it, please.
Okay, let me just park. Oh, wow. So, the paint is peeling and faded, but it's sort of a pale sky blue with this white spandrel trim running all across the eaves and windows like a gingerbread house. You know, it's three, maybe four stories, including the cellar. It has huge arched windows and a covered porch wrapping all the way around the first floor. I see a gorgeous brick chimney covered with ivy. That must be where the kitchen is. Nikki, there are two. I repeat, two turrets. Like, if we were riding here together, you could have your own turret. And there's a widow's walk on the roof for stargazing.
I do love a good widow's walk. Would I get the left turret or the right turret?
Well, I'm planning on going full Sea Witch, so I'd need the one overlooking the cove, but you could have the forest view.
Done.
It smells amazing here, like salt and juniper and something I can't quite describe. It's so weird. I feel like I've been here before. It's almost like this place is something I remember, even though I know I've never visited this island before. I'm just gonna say it's the smell of destiny. Oh man, I'm gonna write all of the novels in this house. My editor will be so happy.
It sounds very fruitful. God, I have to say that does sound amazing. Like, significantly more amazing than trying to find a decent apartment in Jersey and starting up my old job again.
Hey, wild thought. What if you just came here?
Yeah, I wish.
Seriously, why not?
Because I spent a year being irresponsible in Scotland and I have nothing to show for it.
But I have this whole empty house filled with books just waiting to be written. I can't write them all myself. My hands will cramp up.
And there's this dude next to me. He's taking off his shoes already. We're not even on the plane yet. I hate everything.
I feel like you're not hearing me. There is a turret waiting for you, overlooking the forest and the Salish Sea. You could just be like one of those ladies who takes in the sea air to cure your ennui. But seriously, you know, we haven't seen each other in ages, and this could be a great place to land and clear your head and workshop your book. You know, do you even have a place lined up in New Jersey yet?
I mean, technically, no. I've got this random Airbnb for now. I was just going to find something more permanent once I got there.
So come here instead. It's totally magical here. I can feel it.
Annie, honey, this is crazy. I need to grow up, get a real job, be a responsible human. I tried the Wild Island life and I failed at it, remember?
You did not fail.
My tail is between my legs. I reek of failure.
Nope. Bite your tongue. You are made of brilliance and boundless talent. Listen, there is nothing binding you to New Jersey except capitalism. Come to your turret. We can overthrow the patriarchy together. We can read and write and take walks on the beach. The patriarchy hates that. And we'll cook some lovely meals together. Well, I'll cook the meals, because as I recall, the cookies you made the last time we were together literally combusted.
Honey, I would love nothing more, but I can't.
That's weird.
What?
Nothing.
Yeah? That didn't sound like nothing.
I thought I saw something, or someone.
Where?
Inside the house.
Okay, maybe it's the estate agent?
Nope. I got the key from him in town. He claimed that no one had been inside for years. Maybe it's just a drafty house. I thought I saw, like, a person behind the curtain of the window upstairs.
Yeah, that's weird. Look, you sure Mrs. Rochester's not gonna set fire to the place?
Positive. This place feels entirely madwoman free. Very normal, sea witch vibes only, I swear. Oh, wait, there is someone up there. I can see them now. Someone tall and dark and shadowy like a...
Danny? Hello? Are you still there? They're calling my flight. Annie, what happened?
Perceptions give me panic attacks. So when I am out, I'm not behind trees. I'll hide in the forest where I can be free. Maybe to you it sounds a little strange, but maybe I can be a supermodel, skinny, kind of pretty girl. Maybe I wanna be a cryptid. Maybe I don't wanna exist in this world. And everyone's comments turn into scars. Everyone lies and says, be who you are. What if I wanna be a cryptid? Maybe my ideal body is Bigfoot.
Spokelore is written, produced, and performed by Annie Wild and Nikki Vandikar. Our closing credit song is Cryptid Mothman by Ratwife. Further misadventures can be found on patreon.com/spokelore and on Instagram @spokelorepodcast. Any resemblance to persons or cryptids, living or dead, is entirely coincidental.
Put in the crying cryptid, wishing I could melt into swamps. Beady red eyes can't see beauty standards, and stealing someone's skin would hide all my flaws. Maybe I can't be a supermodel, skinny kind of pretty girl. Maybe I wanna be a cryptid. Maybe I don't wanna exist in this world. And everyone's comments turn into scars. And everyone lies and says, be who you are. What if I wanna be a cryptid? Maybe my ideal body is mine.